Proclamation number 7724 of 12th of October, 1960. God's unfathomable love. From the Father's endless, overpowering love all His creatures came forth, and the Father's endless, overpowering love carries them across eternities and also irrefutably leads them back to Himself again. But they do not return as what they were at the beginning, as His creatures, but as His children. He has only known one aim since the beginning, to be able to create and work with children like Him in the spiritual kingdom. And this aim motivated Him to bring forth beings from Himself in all freedom, in light and strength, who now completed the work themselves, to shape themselves into children, who therefore carried out this work of transformation in free will and thus bestowed boundless happiness upon the Father and also upon themselves. This is a process that can last for eternities, but will one day be completed. A new humans, who walk the earth, stand in this process. You have already traveled an infinitely long path, and you can succeed in completing the work and returning to the Father in the short time left of your earthly life, which He eagerly awaits, for His love for you is immense. And His love carries every person, His love seeks to draw every person to Himself. And the human being's willing devotion to Him is all that is needed and the work is successful. For the creature's return as a child to the Father solely consists of the child fully professing its faith in the Father, of longing for the Father's love, of completely submitting its will to the divine will, of stretching out its arms towards the Father and allowing itself to be taken hold of by Him. And then there is eternally no more lapse into the depth which, however, the creature first had to overcome in order to become a child of God. God's unlimited love has truly created all possibilities for the creature to accomplish the transformation into a child. But His great love also respects the free will which is part of every being created by Him. No being is forced to return if it does not strive for it of its own accord. And this free will therefore very often delays the process, and eternities can pass until the being reaches the aim. And yet, it is not difficult because the Father, in His love, pours out grace upon grace, because His love constantly provides assistance, because only one thing is necessary, that the human beings will turn to Him and seeks contact with Him. This is why the human being's whole fate in life is shaped such that he is pushed onto the path which leads to God. It is shaped in such a way that he is stimulated to think that he can recognize a power above himself in whom he can trust and abandon himself when he is in danger of succumbing to fate. And if his will is good, then he will now constantly surrender to this power. He will not only recognize the power but also the love and wisdom of this power, 12th of the 10th 1960. And he will want to make contact with it because he feels within himself that he himself has also emanated from this power. Every human being can find God in earthly life because the Father's immeasurable love does everything to help the human being reach the aim. But since the return to him has to be an act of free will, God will not reveal himself to him in such a way that he takes the path to him under a certain compulsion. But as soon as he has taken the path, he will reveal himself to him in various ways, and these revelations will become increasingly clearer and more recognizable the more serious the human being striving for his God and Creator is, whom he now also very soon learns to recognize and love as his Father and then comes ever closer to the aim of unification with him, who is love itself and who, again, can only be reached through love. God is love. And love lets nothing get lost. God is wisdom. And he also knows all ways and possibilities which bring back what seems to have been lost to him. And God is the power, who constantly gives birth to creations in which the work of return takes place. And during the time of existence as a human being, he will constantly pursue it with his love, and where his ray of love finds open hearts, their love has also won. There the strength of love will break through, and there, through love, the complete merging of the Creator with his created being can take place. Of the Father with his child. And unlimited beatitudes may now be experienced by the child, which can only be eternally blissful in and with the Father. Amen.